President George W. Bush has signed into law a new policy for the Arctic just 10 days before he's set to leave office. The policy has not yet been made public. The White House is expected to release it on Monday. It's the first time in 15 years that a president has crafted a directive for the far north. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it gives recommendations to federal agencies.
Call it a guideline, call it a blueprint of how within certain areas the United States as an Arctic nation moves forward, whether it's in meeting security issues or environmental issues or how we deal with the indigenous people or the scientific and research matters.
The new Arctic policy has been in the works for more than a year. Senator Murkowski was the only member of Congress to actively participate in the process. She says it's important the policy come out now before the Bush administration leaves office because so much work has gone into it.
I will be honest with you, though. I have been very disappointed that it has taken as long as it has. We appreciate the deliberations and all that has to go on within the administration and the various levels that it needs to go through. But we have been waiting for the final sign-off on this now for about 6 months. And I was a little concerned that we were going to run out of this administration before the policy was released.
The chairman of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, Mead Treadwell, here in Anchorage, says as the clock started to run out on President Bush's time in office, there were some who thought the incoming Obama administration should craft the policy. But Treadwell is glad it moved forward. It will still be up to President-elect Obama to decide how much to implement the policy. But Treadwell says it's not about politics as much as it's about raising awareness that America is an Arctic nation, even though many in the United States may not think of their country that way.
You've now had a process that looks at the Arctic and says the Arctic matters to the United States in these ways. And it really leaves a big to-do list for the next administration. It says, let's get together with the other countries and work to make sure that shipping is safe and secure and reliable. Let's work with the other countries on fisheries. Let's do the research necessary to expand the borders of the United States in the Arctic Ocean.
Treadwell also hopes the new policy supports unfettered access for scientific research. He and Murkowski haven't seen the version Bush signed into law today, but they've seen a working draft. Treadwell says a lot has changed in the 15 years since U.S. Arctic policy was last updated. He says back in 1994, the focus was entirely different.
There was no mention of climate change at all. There was no discussion of the potential for Arctic shipping and the needs that nations have to cooperate to make sure that shipping is safe, secure, reliable. There was certainly strong support given for international science cooperation, but not really for the kind of monitoring networks that we now have in mind.
Senator Murkowski agrees that in recent years, the Arctic has changed dramatically because of the warming climate and melting sea ice.
What we're seeing is a level of maritime commerce up north that we have not seen before. 15 years ago, to talk about cruise ships up near Barrow would just be someone's imagination. That is now reality.
One of the more controversial elements in the new policy is support of the Law of the Sea Convention. The U.S. has not signed onto the treaty, which governs international waters. President Bush has come out in favor of ratifying it, but some of the more conservative members of his administration disagree. They say the U.S. should not sign on. Senator Murkowski says that internal debate may have held up releasing the Arctic policy.
It is possible that because of the controversy that does surround ratification on the Convention of the Law of the Sea, that was one of the reasons that this was held up within the Bush administration. But it just serves to emphasize the significance of ratification of that treaty to include that in this updated U.S. Arctic policy.
Murkowski says she believes it's important for the U.S. to sign the Law of the Sea Treaty so it can have a seat at the table for discussions about nations' borders in the north. Mead Treadwell agrees. He says if the U.S. wants to make a claim to extend its continental shelf, that could be done through the treaty.
And that would mean that there would be new extended continental shelf territory off of Alaska that could be larger than the state of California. So that's a very positive change for Alaska, and of course that means that once that ownership is understood, ultimately resource development could be considered.
The conservative Washington think tank, the Heritage Foundation, is against the law of the Sea Treaty. Foundation fellow Stephen Groves says he's afraid it would give environments more influence in the north. He also says it means more regulation for the United States. He said if something needs to be negotiated with another Arctic nation, the U.S. can do it one-on-one.
We'll come to an accord on our own between the two countries. We don't need to be part of this this international socialist redistributionist treaty to come to an agreement about where our continental shelf starts and ends. We can do that on our own.
It's up to the U.S. Senate to pass the law of the Sea Treaty. The other suggestions of the new Arctic policy will be officially released on Monday.